It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A woman who appeared on the British Antiques Roadshow with an original Edward Elgar manuscript has been threatened with legal action by the Elgar Foundation. Jude Hook brought in a manuscript containing the original drafts and revisions of Elgar's famous Enigma variations on the popular TV show. It had belonged to her late husband. The manuscript, which contained revisions of the work signed by the composer himself, was valued by specialist Justin Croft at £80,000 to £100,000. It disappeared from the Elgar Foundation in 1994, and its whereabouts were not known. The foundation has asked for it to be returned to the Elgar Archive, now housed at the British Library. David Meller, chairman of the Elgar Foundation, has said, I don't know how this unique manuscript got into this lady's hands, but one thing is certain, she has no proprietary right to it, and we've already warned Christie's that this property cannot be sold by them because the person who is offering it is not the legitimate owner. Elgar Foundation's been in touch with the person who discovered the score with a view to restoring it to its place in the Research Archive of Music Manuscripts, which is now at the British Library. Remember the Mozart effect? Notion that listening to music of the classical era master can boost brain power? Well, it's experienced something of a renaissance. The periodic studies have provided evidence that Mozart's music improves cognition in young and old alike. And now, new research from the University of Edinburgh provides confirmation that Mozart can be very beneficial for children suffering from epilepsy. A common test that detects electrical activity in the brain reveals there is an anti-epileptic effect of Mozart's music, reports a research team led by Eliza Grills. Three pieces of contemporary popular music did not have that same positive impact. Given the large proportion of people suffering from epilepsy who don't respond to the current medical treatment, and the financial burden of anti-epileptic medication in our society, a new therapy would be welcomed, they wrote in the journal Seizure. A significant decrease in epileptic activity on EEG was found in the children during listening to Mozart compared to the baseline, the research reports. This supports the idea that the effect is unique to Mozart, or at least to similarly structured music. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Also, listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing her top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.